You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I told you in my video about the woman who tortured her Tinder date, Sick Women Files number 9, that I was going to go in on how if prostitution was fully legal here in America, you wouldn't have situations like that occur. Now, BGS Itmore put out a video where he talked about coffee girls as a second option. Coffee girls is his term for the professional, which I call them. However, this article is in the UK. But, those of us who CGA coined have turned to the dark side, we see what's going on over here in America, which this is going to be a perfect setup for my rant about why they keep prostitution, quote unquote, illegal for the everyday average man. Now, let me go ahead and lay the groundwork for this article. Prostitution is not illegal in the UK, but related activities such as soliciting in a public place, pimping, and curb crawling are unlawful. You see how, when it comes to this topic, there's always an attempt to ride the fence. Yeah, no. No. It's 2022. It's time to make a solidified decision. Now, this article was published on the 6th of October. Women are selling sex as a second job to cope with the cost of living crisis. Well, the oldest profession still reigns supreme. Women in the workplace are selling sex as a second job due to the cost of living crisis, I has learned. I guess I would be the publisher, even though the article is under MSN. As rising inflation, soaring energy bills, and real-term wage cuts gnaw away at household budgets, greater numbers of women have been left with no option but to turn to sex work to put food on the table, outreach groups told I. No, there is another option. However, the modern woman has burned the majority of bridges they have with the modern man. Now, said option would be to fall in line, submit to a decent man, and let him actually put the food on the table. But we all know our great friend feminism has actually freed the majority of men around the world from said burden. Funny though, as men, we love to actually give to women. That's our programming. That's our duty. Yes, before, when the modern woman was worthy of us doing these things, we had no problem. However, it was the women who plunged the blades in the backs of good men. And too many men around the world, we saw it happening. Thank you, Internet. So yeah, women broke the social contract. Men experienced true freedom. So no, the majority of men are not going back. Yes, ladies, you brought this onto yourself. there's been a quote unquote significant uptick in single mothers, both women already holding down a primary job and others reliant solely on universal credit, i.e., I guess that might be the UK version of welfare. I don't know. If you're from the UK, put it in the comment section. Entering the sex industry or returning to it after managing to leave, the organizations say. The type of work varies from adult phone lines and webcam performing for those with a laptop and reliable internet connection to in-person escorting and selling sex on the street. Oh, gentlemen. Oh, the prostitution hierarchy. I'm going to talk about that later. The decision to sell sex is quote unquote almost always motivated by economic need, said Rosie Hodgson, a spokeswoman for sex worker safety charity National Ugly Mugs. Interesting. Quote unquote, it's absolutely the case now, said Ms. Hodgson, who is a sex worker herself. Ms. Hodgson attributed the rising number of women entering the industry to the cost of living crisis, which began while the public was still feeling the strain of the Charlie 19 pandemic. Quote unquote, the cost of living crisis is coming on top of Charlie 19, pushing more people into financial need. A lot of people doing sex work are doing it alongside other jobs. The stagnation of wages is part of that as well, she said. Women are also trying to supplement benefits after years of freezes by selling sex, she added. Nikki Adams, a spokeswoman for the English collective, of prostitutes, ECP, said it is quote unquote definitely true that the cost of living crisis has driven more women into sex work. Calls to the ECP from women seeking advice have risen around a third in recent months, Ms. Adams said. Notice both of these women are Miss, not Mrs. Many of the calls are from people who have recently entered the industry for the first time, but a large proportion are from women going back to sex work who have been able to leave but are now in quote unquote drowning in debt and unable to pay their mortgages. Others have quote unquote really basic survival expenses they cannot afford. That is all I'm going to read from the article. Now I can launch into my rant. Oh, how America is such a hypocrite when it comes to the idea of sex. Now, historically in America, the only way that a man could access sex was through what? Marriage. However, times have become way more different. But the brothel was always available, even though it might have been hidden away back in the Western days. The saloon always had what they called a whorehouse right above it. Yeah, the town officials, the sheriff, the mayor, they'd go in after a day of work, have a drink, go to the whorehouse, have a little fun, and go home afterwards. Now, why did that become such a bad thing? Well, have to look at modern times. Have to look at, first and foremost, let's go to the image, the programmed image of the prostitute. What is that? Well, you have to look at blaxploitation movies. That is the image that was put forward of the modern prostitute. Some drug addicted woman who was kidnapped by some pimp in a big fuzzy hat, a la the Mac, Willie Dynamite, you know, Sugarfoot, names like that, imagery like that, put forth to the masses. Then all of a sudden, oh my God, we need to curb prostitution. Then you have to look at historical cases involving the Mann Act. Oh yeah, I talk about that a lot. But when it comes to trying to have a conversation about whether or not prostitution should be fully legal, there's three moral arguments that the normies would try to throw in your face to get you to say, oh, you know what? Maybe this is not a good idea. And for the most part, they've been successful with blue-pilled, plugged-in men. And there's also a secret fourth one. The first moral argument, human trafficking. Oh, yeah, which goes back to the blaxploitation movie. Oh, my God, the image of a prostitute is a woman who is human trafficked. She's doing it against her will. Now, I'm not going to say that that didn't happen in the past. I'm not going to say that. However, with things the way they are now, with the technology available to us now, yeah, I have to say no. Especially in America, where a woman just has to raise her voice an octave and there's always going to be a group of men who run to try to help her. So that idea, I can't rock with that anymore. If you're willing to stand on your principle, then they're going to break out the second moral argument, which is prostitutes carry disease. Yeah, the STD argument. Now, I recently put out a video that showcased how STDs, particularly syphilis, is making a comeback. And I broke down why I personally, if I want sex from a woman, I'll go to the massage parlor. Why? Because the professional has more incentive to keep herself, quote unquote, clean, healthy. Because for her, if she gets any disease, guess what? She's out of the rotation. As opposed to civilian women who have no problems not getting tested. Yeah. Yeah. Back when I was in the Navy, there were several cases of wives who were cheating on their husband while he was deployed. The husband came back. She infected him with said disease, then turned around and gaslit him and said that he must have caught it while he was on deployment. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy like that, especially in the Navy. But the average civilian woman does not have any incentive to keep herself clean. Like I said, she will infect you just to keep her reputation. Now, if you're willing to stand your ground on that argument, then they'll break out the third argument, which the overwhelming majority of men fall for. That argument is, what if it was your daughter? Yeah, yeah. See, that's the ultimate trick to get a lot of normie men to say, nah, Dan, I can't agree with prostitution. I wouldn't want my daughter to do it. However, I have always said this. If my daughter were to go into the sex trade, then guess what? Adult decisions come with adult consequences. I.e., I told my daughter straight up, if she were ever to become a single mother or she were to go into the sex trade, then I would disown her. Period. Point blank. You made an adult decision, and I'm going to impose an adult consequence. Period. So far, you know, hey, things have been working out. She got a 9-to-5. She's been doing her thing, making money legally, which makes me proud. But there's also the secret reason, if you will. Now, I have to call a spade on this. There is a significant number of white men who still to this day hate to see the idea of a white woman with a black man. So yes, there is still a racial element to why prostitution is still not fully legal. Hey, it is what it is. Jack Johnson, the Mann Act, come on now. We can't proceed forward if we do not look at the past. But all in all, America has always used sex to sell things. From Axe body spray to Hooters to Carl's Jr. Yeah, even food has had sex attached to it. But yet, for the everyday average man, he's still told he has to go through the quote unquote traditional route of marriage in order to have a socially acceptable sex life. However, the modern woman has so raised the price of entry, which in my humble opinion, every woman who puts a number on what she requires a man to make in order to access her is nothing more than a prostitute. Oh, he's got to make 6 figures. Okay, so that's your price of entry. But when you look at the majority of these women, they're extra average at best, period. Some glammed up woman says, oh, you know what? He's got to make 6 figures to access me. Sorry, for what you ask, I can just go to the junior college. But, all in all, the majority of women out here are trying to be renegades, which is another reason why the system refuses to actually legalize fully prostitution. Because guess what? Uncle Sam won't be able to get his cut. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And modern women. In the UK, in America, in the West, the power for a lot of you has gone out. Inflation, cost of living has risen. We're on the potential of a war. All of that. Feminism is definitely going out right along with it. And believe you me, a lot of you women, you're going to be returning to the world's oldest profession. So like it or not, that everyday average man who you believe is below you, as long as he's making money, guess what? He will always have the financial means to access you, even if it's through a back alley deal. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.